Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Let's do it. It's good to be back. We're in Centralia as we bring you a TVL try here tonight. And good evening on a very, very warm Tuesday. We bring you TVL Volleyball, KMZA 103.9. Brandon Salmon, I'm joined by Jared Sleppy as we get you set for Hanover and Centralia coming up in just a moment. What more of the other team in this try that'll play the next two rounds here coming up between these two teams. But Jared, if you look, these are two of the best teams in the state. You have Hanover here tonight, the defending state champions. They're the top team right now in the TVL. They are currently sitting with a record of 15-2. They're 6-0 in league play. Centralia right now, third place last year at the state tournament in 1A D1. They are sitting with a record of 14-3, 5-1 in TVL play. So the league last year, defending state champs in Hanover, Centralia, who's trying to get back and make some noise. Boy, we got a good one right out the gate.
Yeah, we sure do, and we're glad to do this one first. As it's going to be, I would argue, the most fun match of the day. Two of the best teams in the state, looking forward to it.
Yeah, we got, again, Centralia rocking the all blacks. You have Hanover rocking the blue and the black shorts as we get you set for Centralia and Hanover. Again, Wetmore, part of the try as well. Latest rankings from the KVA, of course, the new rankings should come out sometime, maybe either tomorrow or Thursday, but the last rankings, Centralia number 8 in 1A Division 1, Hanover was still number 1 in 1A D2. So certainly if Centralia wants to make some noise and try to capture a league title this year, this is one you're going to want to win here tonight. Again, it's Hanover is undefeated here early on in league play. Again, they are 15-2, 6-0 in the TVL, 14-3, the Centralia record. They are 5-1 in league play. It's going to be the sensational sophomore Owen Dieters to lead things off. She'll serve from left to right. We're here, home of the Panthers in Centralia. The serve is up, and we are underway. Two of the best in the TVL. They want to set up Atkins and a quick hammer down spike, and Keegan Atkins with an early point for Hanover. And they're off to a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, Atkins looked really good in warm-ups. She was starting a lot of them right down the middle where she did on that last play.
Keegan Atkins, just one of the best athletes in the TVL. Good block by Hanover at the net. But Centralia is going to gather. Here is Becker on a spike for Centralia, and then it's going to find its way out of play. Last touch by the Wildcats. Centralia gets the point. We're tied at 1.
And really important for both teams to get off to a quick start. 1-1. Both teams, that's where you want to be. Good start for both teams.
Lena Haverkamp will serve now for the Panthers. Hits it high with the right hand. There's the bump pushing in the middle. Atkins again, another spike and another kill. Keegan Atkins, the first two for the Wildcats, and they lead 2-1.
And when you get her going, it's pretty much almost impossible to stop Hanover.
So Keegan Atkins will serve it now for the Wildcats. Early 2-0, or a correction, 2-1 lead here in the first set. Good set and spike there for Centralia, but Hanover gets it back over. Now Centralia again wanting to do some damage, as that was Jaden Wells who had her shot blocked at the net and put back down by Hanover in play. Wildcats now 3-1. Last 2 points for the Wildcats, 3-1 here in the first set. Atkins once again will serve. She sends it over far side, as it was Kuckelman on the backside, the libero, and another point here from the Wildcats. The Panthers just a little and not too fluid here in the first couple of rounds, but Wildcats taking advantage of some early miscues. Another serve here for Atkins. Dieters with the set. They push it forward and a nice tap over, but the Wildcats get it back. Becker pushing it across. Now the Wildcats will set it up with a beautiful dig there by Dieters. And they set it up beautifully at the net for Macy Holly, the senior, and she puts one down for the Wildcats. 4 straight for Hanover. They're off to a 5-1 lead. There's Atkins once again, a little lob to that serve. Dieters pushing it up front. And that is Kyra Bergman, who can't get it and goes into the net. The Wildcats have scored 5 straight. It's a 6-1 lead and a quick timeout for Centralia. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here, as we got again Hanover and Centralia, first matchup of the night. Wetmore is the other team a part of this try. and the CBL. Taking a look at the other CBL matchups here tonight across the area. Troy is at home. They are hosting Frankfort and Donovan West. Onega is hosting a quad with Blue Valley, Lynn, and Washington County. And then Valley Heights, they get Clifton, Clyde, and Axtell. So we all know during the fall, Tuesdays are the busy nights during the week for high school volleyball, and certainly no different here tonight.
And one thing I've noticed for Centralia, Haverkamp, with their sets, leaving the ball up a little bit too high, a little bit too much air under them, allowing Hanover's blockers to move over and get plenty of time to get over, and they've been able to get some blocks so far.
Let's see if Centralia can come back out of the timeout. The Wildcats trying to keep one in play, and on the third spike, Atkins needs to push it over, and she does. Here's Haverkamp pushing to the far side. Becker with the kill, but it goes into the nets, and the Wildcats earn the point. And it's now a 7-1 Hanover lead. Atkins up front, Niecy Holly, good length for the Wildcats on that defensive front. Cadence Shoddy is another one up there, and there is a point for Centralia on a missed cue on the serve, and a big point there for the Panthers, and it stops a streak of six straight for the Wildcats, now 7-2. Here is Jaden Wells to serve, nice line drive serve. Atkins on a third try, pushing it over with the right hand, and somehow finds the zone, and it falls in. Another point for the Wildcats, make it 8-2.
That's how good she is. You know, she didn't even get a great pass and still able to get in the spot where they weren't.
Here is the serve by Hanover. This is Renson. Now here is Brockstrom for Centralia, who gets one down with some heat. Hanover can't get it back over. It flies out of play, make it 8-3, Wildcats. So this is going to be Reagan Becker, the senior, to serve for Centralia. Sends it over with some heat. It's Atkins on the back line. They push it up front. There's the spike attempt, and that one is in. Macy Holly make it 9-3.
Just those quick little sets, and that's what Hanover's doing, what Centralia isn't right now, setting up the attackers for success.
Back to serve for the Wildcats. This is Shoddy, a junior. Cadence Shoddy sends it over with the right hand. Haverkamp down to one knee, puts it in the air. Now Dieters has to push it over with two hands on a third try. Backside left-handed spike attempt, but Kuckelman has it for Centralia. They push it up front. Here's Dieters, a two-handed push try over. Push down at the net. Bounce back up for Dieters. Over. And the Wildcats pushing it. Middle of the net. There's a spike attempt, and that one is in. It's for the Wildcats, and it's now 10-3. Maybe the best back and forth we've seen so far, but the Wildcats ultimately get the point. And their lead is 7 here in the first set as Kuckelman has to go chase down the ball in the back corner of the bleachers. Cadence Shoddy will go ahead, send it across again. Kuckelman on the back line, they want to push it up front. Haverkamp, backside, Dieter, spike attempt, blocked in the air. Atkins on the back line, pushing it up front. They want to set it up far side, kind of an awkward set, and it's going to be out of play. A little bit long there by Anna Juneman, and the point going to Centralia, make it 10-4. And a sub into the game. This is Tatum Kramer, the sophomore. And she will serve here for the Panthers. Down 6 here in the first set. Good drive to that serve, and Wildcats somehow ain't going to be able to get it over. And kind of miscommunication on the back line for the Wildcats. Boy, that had some heat by Kramer. And it's a double-up lead now. It is 10-5. Back-to-back points here for the Panthers.
Rare miscue. Centralia capitalizes. Has got to keep doing that.
10-5 Wildcats here, first set. They want to push it up front. The Wildcats don't really get much of a setup. They have to push it over. Now, here's the Panthers on the attack. Dieters, a two-handed push try. It's saved here on the front line. Now the Wildcats on a third try, pushing it over with two hands. Kuckelman back line. Haverkamp, they set it up near side, tapped over by Brockstrommen. The Wildcats on the back line, and they can't get it back over. Atkins pushed it up to the front of the net, but a little too much, and it lands underneath. And another point for the Panthers. Three straight. They're down 10-6. Kramer sends it over. Pushed up by Atkins. Here's up front. They want to set it up. There's a two-handed spike attempt that's blocked by Brockstrommen. Now here's Centralia on the attack. They set it up for Dieters. Two-handed push shot over. Wildcats were there for it. Now sent back over by Holly. Kuckelman back line. Haverkamp wants to set it up for Dieters. Spike attempt pushed in the air. And the Wildcats containing it. There's another spike attempt, and it's going to be a point for the Panthers. Up against the net was Juneman. All of a sudden, it's a three-point game here in the first set, 10-7.
Hanover starting to play a little bit sloppier. Centralia is right back in it.
or straight for the Panthers. Kramer sends one over. Atkins digs down deep to go. Get it. They push it far side. Here's Holly. It's blocked at the net. Point for the Wildcats. Lands on the side of Centralia as Holly, the senior, puts it down. Make it 11-7. Stops a string of four straight for the Panthers. Here is Macy Holly. She'll send it over to Kuckelman, back line. Pushing up front to Dieters. Has to slap it over with one hand and find some room in between the zone. And another point for the Panthers. Credit that one to Owen Dieters. And it's now 11-8. It was all Hanover early, but the Panthers finding the groove here and there. Two on the serve. Kuckelman puts it right into the net, and a point for the Wildcats, make it 12-8.
Yeah, Centralia can't have that. Hanover rarely makes mistakes, but when they do, we've got to take advantage of them.
Here's Juneman, sends it over on the serve. Dieters setting it up front to Haverkamp, pushing it backside. It's Wells on the spike, and she'll find the rhythm there for the point. But Rinson for Hanover just couldn't quite get it in the air, make it 12-9 Wildcats here in the first set. Here's Dieters. She'll send it over. Long serve to the back line. Holly pushing it up front. Here's Atkins on a spike and up against the net. Or correction, I believe it's going to be a point for the Wildcats. And it will be. So a miscue there by Centralia. Make it 13-9 Wildcats. Here is Stahlbommer on a serve for the Wildcats, and she comes away with an ace.
That was fantastically done by Haverkamp. Saw that nobody was playing up, just put it right over and placed it right down.
So here's Stahlbommer once again. She'll send it over. Dieters pushing it to Wells, who hits it hard with the right hand, but right to Holly on the back line. They want to set it up. Spike attempt, no good there. Kramer on the back line. Now Haverkamp pushing it far side to Becker. Her spike attempt is money. And Becker a point there for Centralia. Now 14-10 Hanover. As we're cruising along here in the first set, quick sub, it's Kyra Bergman now in on the front line for the Panthers. As Haverkamp, the senior, back to serve. Send it over with a little bit of touch. They push it to the backside. This one is sent over by Atkins. Now near side, it's Wells again, blocked in the air by Atkins, and she'll send it over on a third try, and she spikes it into the back net. Nobody, or in the back line, I should say, and just too much heat on that one for Atkins. And another point for the Wildcats, make it 15-10. They have scored three of the last four.
Again, Atkins not even in great position to get an attack, but still able to get one down.
Serve to the back line. Haverkamp pushing it up for Becker, and now sent back over. Good dig on the back line for the Wildcats. This is Bergman, who has some trouble getting it across, and it goes up into the official. And another point for the Wildcats. Now four of the last five, it's gone Hanover's way, and it's now 16-10 here in the first set. Here is Atkins again, sends it over. Dieters on the back line. Haverkamp pushing it middle. Becker a little tap shot over. Right there to save it was Stahlbommer. Here is Rinson, who's a little long on that one, looking for the back right corner. And out of play. Make it 16-11 as we're coming up here on the down stretch here in set number one. See if the Panthers have another push in them. Down five at 16-11. This is Jaden Wells to serve it up. Atkins on the back line for Hanover. They set it up in the middle. Now Atkins, a long spike from the back side. But Dieters sets it up front. Another block there by Hanover, but out of play. Good job there by Owen Dieters. And a point for Centralia makes it 16-12. Here's Jaden Wells once again. She'll send it over with the right hand. And confusion on the back line between Atkins and Juneman. Both thought each other was going to go for it, and they both kind of stepped away. And it's an ace for the Panthers. Make it 16-13. Three straight for the Panthers. Down by three here in the first set. Wells again sends it over. Pushed up in the air by Holly. They want to set it up. And too long on that one is Holly. And now four straight for the Panthers. And it's a two-point affair. It's 16-14.
Just some real uncharacteristic like errors for Hanover. Got to clean that up.
Here is Wells on the serve. Atkins back line. They want Atkins on a slingshot from the back line. She puts it over. Haverkamp now for Centralia. Becker on the spike attempt, and it's money. Oh, man. And athleticism by Reagan Becker. We've seen here a couple of times in the first set. And now all of a sudden, it's a 16-15 ball game in the first set. Five straight for the Panthers.
Not very many people can return that one right there, that's for sure.
You couldn't pay me enough to try to stand in front of that one. Here's Holly, blocked at the front of the net, and then taps it over and finds some rhythm. And a big point for the Wildcats as Holly able to get her deflected shot at the net and just barely tap it on over into the open spot. It's now 17-15 Wildcats. Tuckelman on the back line. Haverkamp up front wants to set it up for Becker again, and why not? Not a chance for Stahlbommer on the back line. And a big point for Becker as she'll serve. It's 17-16 Hanover.
Becker, very athletic. I mean, how high she gets up. Pretty crazy.
Now she'll send it over on the serve. Atkins on the back line kind of misdirected that one, and Hanover's not even going to be able to get it back over. Three tough shots that don't even find its way over the Centralia side. It's now 17-17. Centralia's dominated here in the last half. Becker again sends it over. Atkins back line for Hanover. Pushing it near side. A spike attempt is blocked as Becker saves it for Centralia. Haverkamp reverse side will send it on over. Now Holly pushing it over with two hands. Dieters wants to get it back from Haverkamp. Spike attempt blocked at the net. Dieters pushing it back up to Kuckelman. Kuckelman now sends it to Stahlbommer, who sends it over. One-handed shot to Dieters, and they're going to say that Hanover is in the net. And a violation committed, and all of a sudden, the Panthers have an 18-17 lead, and the Wildcats want a timeout. We'll take one as well, 18-17. Two of the best in the TVL back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Well, go ahead and keep it right here. Brandon Tam and Jared Slempy with you. Well, Jared, we got a good first set here between these two. Hanover, defending 1A D2 state champs. It's the third-place team in 1A D1 last year in Centralia. Panthers have roared back, 18-17 their lead here in the first set. Out of the timeout, it's going to be Becker to serve for Centralia. Sends it over with Heat with the right hand. Atkins back line. Now Hanover just has to get it over, and they do. Here's Haber. Went Dieters with the set and the spike, and up against the net, and a point for the Panthers. They get 19-17. Or correction, it's a point for the Wildcats, beg your pardon, and we're tied at 18. As they said, it was Dieters who was in the net, so now it's 18-18. And we get a stoppage of play as the official making sure that the Wildcats are set up properly. Boy, how fun is this down the home stretch? The first set, 18-18. Kuckelman on the serve. They send it to Dieters, who has to touch it over with the right hand. Now the Wildcats try to set it up for Holly, and nice dig on the back line. Here is Stahlbommer that gets one over. Now Hanover has an opportunity. The set and the spike. Kuckelman with the dig. Haverkamp pushing it up to the front of the net, tapped over by Dieters, but saved by the Wildcats. To the middle of the floor, Holly has her spike dug out there by Becker. Now Atkins on the back line here for Hanover. Good back and forth between the two here. Dieters with a diving save, keeps it alive. She'll get it back from Becker, and Dieters pushing it over with two hands. Hanover, front of the net. Here's Holly with the spike, and Holly with the kill. Macy Holly, finally, after all that, getting a big point for the Wildcats, make it 19-18. This is shoddy to serve. Peters pushing it over with two hands. Atkins, a nice save on the back line. They push it near side. It's hit over by Juniman. Now Centralia has it. Haverkamp to Dieters, and the spike dug up there by Atkins to the front left of the net. And it's sent out of play, and it's going to be a point for the Wildcats. 20, or I should say we are now tied, or 20-18, excuse me, is the score. Now 19-19. About a point for Hanover, I thought. Thought it should be 20-18, but it's 19-19. Here is Hanover with it. They set it up for Juniman. Becker, a diving attempt, and it goes off her hand and out of play. And it is now 20-19 in favor of Hanover. Coming down the home stretch here in the first set. Shotty sends it across. Kuckelman to Haverkamp. Dieters slaps it over with the right hand. Holly pushing it back for Atkins, who sends it over with the spike. Kuckelman there for the dig. Now Dieters, front of the net, spike attempt, tipped in the air and out of play. Point for the Panthers, we're tied at 20. 20-20. Kramer comes in to serve for the Panthers here in the first set.
Biggest thing here down the stretch for Hanover, can they clean up some of their mistakes?
Kramer sends it over deep on the back line. Could have been out, but it was saved regardless by Rinson. They push it to the front of the net. Holly with a spike and a point for the Wildcats. Holly's been good here in the first set, and the Wildcats now lead it 21-20. Holly will send it over. Stahlbomber to Haverkamp, and they set it up for Dieters. Didn't quite get it in the good part of the net for, and just has to hit it over. Now Juneman, diving save on the back line by Becker. What a save. It's going to hit the top of the ceiling, and it hits a light, comes back into play. And I think the official is saying that Dieters went out of play to save that one. So now I think they're going to replay this one. So good call by the official. So Dieters was not out of play.
They should have kept going, yeah.
So they'll replay this one, 21-20. Wildcats with the serve and the one-point lead in set one. Becker has to send it over from the back line. Now the Wildcats a chance. They set it up for Atkins. Money tipped off the front line for the Wildcats, and Atkins extending it out. 22-20 here, set one.
The Hanover is so much better when Atkins is on that front line. That's the reason why they had so much success at the beginning of the set.
Atkins right now on the front of the line, sent over on the serve by Holly. Haverkamp wanting to set up Dieters. Little tap shot is saved by Atkins. They'll set her up, and she puts it down again. Just like that, Jared. A different ball game when Atkins is up front. Now 23-20, timeout Centralia.
Yeah, I think Hanover, they're at their best when they play mistake-free and have Atkins up front. When they're playing mistake-free, there's hardly anybody in this entire state that can do this game.
Well, down the home stretch here, the Wildcats have scored four of the last 5 points. They lead it by three at 23-20. So now out of this timeout, Centralia now needs a little bit of a run here to try to get right back into this set, or the Wildcats are trying to close out set one here on the road. Wildcats, another team that's undefeated in the TVL right now is Donovan West. They are a team that's ranked in 1A D1. The Mustangs are number 4 in the latest rankings. You also have in Class 2A, Valley Heights is number 7. So the top 4 teams in the TVL all ranked in the latest KVA rankings, which the new one should be out later this week. Wildcats were number 1 in 1A D2. And the Panthers storm back. There's a spike attempt, and it's sent down by the sophomore, Marissa Brocksterman. And Brocksterman with a big point makes it 23-21. Brocksterman comes out. Kuckelman will serve. Here for the Panthers. Atkins will dig that one out. They push it up front. Juneman with the spike, but it's dug up nicely by Kramer on the back line. Dieters, front right, sends it over back left. And the Wildcats play it nicely. The Wildcats now set up Atkins, and they say that Centralia was in the net, and Dieters, not liking the call, disagrees with that, but now it is set point here for the Wildcats, 24-21. Here is Juneman on the serve. Dieters will dig this one out. Haverkamp pushing it backside. They set up Wells, blocked into the net, but Becker keeps it alive. Haverkamp, now Dieters. A reverse shot back over. The Wildcats, they want to set it up for Atkins, who sends it across. Double hit. Now Becker has to send it over and somehow keeps it alive. Wildcats want to set up Atkins. Little touch shot over, but the Panthers keep it. Haverkamp to Dieters. Spike attempt punched in the air, and it's going to be a point for the Panthers. Well, Jared, you could see a couple of times they were wanting to set up Atkins for the kill shot and set point. The Panthers had a nice couple of defensive plays, and they get one back. It's 24-22. Dieters will send this one over. Back line, Holly. They set it up front. Stahlbomber to Atkins. And it's going to be sent back over. Barely saved there. Diving effort there by Dieters. Atkins again blocked at the net and out of play. And the Panthers within one. 24-23.
And a block like that can really spark up the crowd, as you can hear, but also get the team going a bit and get the serve back when you just win two out of your next three.
24-23. Still set point here for the Wildcats, and it's blocked into the net. And the winning point's going to be put down by Rihanna Rinson, the senior. And the Wildcats survive 25-23 here in the first set. So a good one between two of the tops in the TVL. We'll step aside. We've got the second set coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, the first set going to the Wildcats of Hanover, 25-23 in what was just a back-and-forth affair between these two, and now set two, the Panthers needing it to force an all-for-nothing set three, and two of the best in the state. Wildcats number one in 1A-D2 in the last rankings. Panthers of Centralia number eight in 1A-D1. Wildcats not only the defending TVL champs, but also the defending state champions. Panthers, of course, got to Dodge City last year, and they finished third in 1A-D1. A lot of the same pieces for both teams. So both of these teams certainly have aspirations of a state title here in 2022. The Wildcats looking to defend. They won the first set. Here we go. Off for set number two. Panthers get it off the serve. They set it up for Becker, but it's too much. And sent long, and it's 1-0 in favor of the Wildcats. So the serve is sent over by Stahlbomber. They set it up for Wells. A little tap shot, but Atkins trying to send it over into the net. And they have... It should be 1-1, but for some reason it is 2-0 on the scoreboard. We'll see if that gets changed, but it is 1-1, and now they're going to say someone was up against the net here. So now they're finally figuring out that it should be 2-1 Hanover, but it's showing 2-1 in favor of Centralia. You can hear the Hanover fans kind of barking at the officials, but they still haven't figured it out. But we're back to play. We'll see if they figure it out. Wells sends one over. Wildcats punched up in the air, and it's a point for Centralia as it goes into the hands of the official. This is going to confuse the heck out of me, Jared. It's now 3-1, I guess, for Centralia.
Well, this is their third straight serve, so I think they do have it right here.
So this will be Averkamp to serve, so it is 3-1. Panthers needing this one to force the third set. Holly sends it over after a third try, and confusion there by Wells and Dieters makes it 3-2. Now Atkins to serve here for the Wildcats. Sends it over with the right hand. A good dig there. Diving on the floor was Dieters to save it. Now Becker sends one over. Saved on the back line. Pushed up for Holly. Taps one down to Becker, but she digs that one out. And pushing this one over. Oh, yeah. And a spike attempt is sent down by Shoddy, who gets the point for the Wildcats. We're tied 3-3.
Yeah, again, I think Hanover, if they just continue to cut down on those mistakes, which they have done the past 2 points, they're right back in it. Continue to do that. And they'll be in great shape.
Hanover won the first set, 25-23, and it's a 3-3 affair here in set two. Wildcats have it, their side. They set it up for Holly, and she puts one down with authority. AC Holly makes it 4-3, Wildcats.
Yeah, Holly didn't get a whole lot of opportunities in that first set, but she gets one here and says, hey, I can do that too.
Now it's Atkins again to serve. Sends it over with the right hand. Tuckelman back line, pushing it up to Haverkamp. Now it is Wells. Puts it up front of the net and somehow gets it back over on a second try. Hits off the top of the net. Lands on the side of the Wildcats. It's a point for Centralia. Make it 4-4.
Now Holly had another attempt there and just missed it. A little bit too low in the hand.
4-4 here in the second set. Wildcats won the first set 25-23. Johnny has to send this one back over from her teammate there. That was Juniman. Now it is Brockstrom who sends it over. Now the Wildcats get it back. Holly on the front line, pushed up and over by Atkins with a great save. Now there's Becker on a third try, sends it over. Wildcats have it. Pushing it to the backside, and a long spike attempt by Shawnee is out of play. And the Panthers take a lead. It's 5-4.
And some of those sets for Centralia just haven't been quite as crisp and as clean the passes as the ones Hanover had. They're getting set up just a little bit better.
Here's Wells, sends it over. A lot of heat on that serve. And push to the front of the net, and miscommunication up front, I believe, there by Renton. It's another point for the Panthers. Make it 6-4. Three straight for the Panthers, and they lead it by two here in the second set. Holly with the dig. Stahlbomber sets it up for Holly. Dug out nicely there by Centralia. It's pushed back over and into the net. And it's going to be a point for Centralia. So the set there was actually sent over the net, and a little bit of confusion for the Wildcats. Make it 7-4 Centralia. Four straight for the Panthers. Wells dug up by Holly, and it's just set up beautifully by Kyra Bergman, who puts one down, and it's an 8-4 Centralia lead and a timeout for the Wildcats. Well, the opposite of how we started the first set, where it was all Hanover early, and it caused an early Centralia timeout here in the second set. It's been mainly Panthers, and it's caused an early Wildcats timeout.
Centralia playing very well in this second set, deserving that 4-point lead. I do like this timeout, though. Good timing as this set's starting to get away from them for a little bit. And a team like this, Hanover, they're not going to let a set completely get away from them ever. I mean, they're too good for that to happen. So you get a timeout, let them regroup, take some water, take a few deep breaths, be like, hey, you know, let's regroup. Just quit making some of those dumb mistakes. Get back in it. We'll be just fine.
Hanover in the first set had a 7-1 lead, and they also led 10-3, but the Panthers got it back to within 12-9. They went on a stretch where they hit 6 of 7 points, but ultimately, again, Hanover would win the first set 25-23. So certainly ebbs and flows. Here's Holly on a spike attempt, and it's a point for the Wildcats.
That was a good try on the block by Bergman, just a little bit too close to the net that time. And Holly was able to get it down on Centralia's side, just barely.
Right out that timeout, they set it up beautifully for Holly. She puts one down with authority. 8-5 Panthers here, second set. They set up Becker and dug up nicely on the back line by Atkins. Push it up for Holly. Dieters with a dig. Now Centralia with it. Becker again on the spike attempt, and that one's in. Both teams, couple nice defensive plays, but ultimately there, Becker with the kill, 9-5 Centralia. So Centralia has scored 6 of the last 7 points. They lead it 9-5 here, set 2. Becker sends it over. Atkins will dig. Push. Shoot him in a kill shot. Dieters pushing it back to Becker. And up front to Dieters, who pushes it over with 2 hands. Here is Holly, the spike attempt, and she puts it home. They set it up middle in the front for Holly. And twice now she's put it down in the last 3, and it's now 9-6 Centralia.
It's great for the Wildcats to get Holly going when Atkins is on that back line.
And this one is sent over by Shoddy. Well, they set it up for Bergman, who sends it back. Now Atkins for Hanover to the front of the net. Now Holly has to underhand scoop it over. Here's Haverkamp, front of the net. They set it up for Dieters. Little tap shot right in between the zone, and a point for the Panthers. A little touch shot. Dieters has had a couple good ones here early on, and it's now 10-6 Centralia. This is Kramer to serve. Panthers by 4 here in the second set, 10-6. Hanover won the first set, 25-23. Judeman a little touch shot over. Nobody home. Point for the Wildcats, 10-7. We split the last 4, 2-2. 10-7 Centralia. They're in set 2. Kramer back line. Tapped over by Haverkamp. Atkins with the save. Pushed over. And finding a little bit of room there with Stahlbomber for the Wildcats. And Hanover back within two. It's 10-8. Holly with the serve. Kuckelman on the back line. Pushing it up to Haverkamp. Left side. Dieter. Spike attempt. And tug up by Holly on the back line. They set it up for Atkins. And it's a one-handed diving save by Kramer. And the Wildcats get it back. Front of the net. They set it up for Juneman. And she puts it home. Juneman, front middle. Makes it 10-9. As Hanover's now on a little bit of a run. Here is Holly once again on the serve. Dieters to Haverkamp, back to Dieters. Spike blocks him down. Panthers get the point, 11-9.
It's great for Centralia to get a big play like that. And you need to get a play on one where they actually execute something well instead of a mistake on Hanover.
Here's Kuckelman to serve, the libero for Centralia. And Holly on a third try has to send it over. Now here's the Panthers on the attack. They set it up for Wells. She spikes it into the net, and it's a point for the Wildcats. 11-10, Centralia's lead is one. Hanover won the first set, 25-23. Panthers need it to force a third. And he expected fireworks, and this one to certainly be good, and it has certainly lived up to the hype through a set and a half. And Renton with a nice snap shot over, just right over that front line of Haverkamp and Dieters. Renton gets the point, and we're now tied 11-11. So from 9-11 to 11-11. Kuckelman with kind of a misfire there, but Centralia able to get it on over. Push it up to the front of the net. Renton sends it across, and she finds some room between the zone once again. And Renton's had a nice couple points here in the last few, and it's now a Hanover lead at 12-11.
Yeah, how about that? The shortest player on the squad and able to get it over and land it down.
Juneman with the left-handed serve. Doug Kramer, they push it to Wells, far side. Her spike attempt is dug up on the back line by Juneman. They set up Renton again. It's blocked by Centralia. Into the net. Point for the Wildcats. 13-11. And the Wildcats are on a roll. They lead it by two.
Keep going back to the well. Keep feeding her. Why not?
Well, now they send it back. Juneman again to serve. She'll do it so with the left hand. Dieters with the dig. Haverkamp wants it to set up for Dieters. She'll push it over with two hands. Saved there by Stahlbaumer. Now they set it up for Atkins and just misfired. And too strong on the spike attempt, and it's now 13-12, a much-needed point there for the Panthers. The Dieters back to serve. Hanover 13, Centralia 12, set 2. Hanover 25-23. Panthers have it on the attack. It's pushed over by Wells. Now Holly to the front of the net, and it's sent on over by Shoddy. Dieters to Haverkamp, who somehow saves it, and Atkins is... I think they're going to say it's out, and it's a point for Centralia. We're tied at 13.
Yeah, pretty sloppy play by both teams, but Centralia able to capitalize. I tell you what, though, if they fall just short, it really shows that this Panthers team can keep up with the best.
There's Renton on a third try. Just barely gets it over. Frank on the back line to Haverkamp. They want to set it up for Becker. Her spike attempt dug up on the back line by Holly. Now it's Renton again who taps it over. Dieters with the save. Haverkamp, front of the net for Centralia. Becker with the kill, and she puts it home. 14-13, Panthers back in front. Well, first one came down to a two-pointer, 25-23. This one is sitting at 14-13, set two. Juneman on the back line. Now on a third try, it's been over by Atkins, and it's too strong. 15-13 Centralia, back-to-back points. They lead it by two. Here's Dieters with the serve. She'll send it on over. Holly on the back line, pushing it up front. And a beautifully executed tap shot by Stahlbaumer. Boy, definitely kind of confused the front line of Centralia, and it's now 15-14 Panthers.
If you have that in your bag, that is a very difficult shot to stop.
That almost looked like it was a no-looker. Here is Haverkamp to Becker, who sets it up, and she slams it home. The block attempt not there for Atkins and company, and it's now 16-14 Centralia. Panthers need this one to force the third set with the number one team in 1A-D2. Two of the top teams in the state and in the TVL. Panthers have it on the attack. Becker... kill shot dug up there by Juneman. They set it up for Atkins. Blocked at the net. And they can't get it back over. Point for the Panthers. Nicely done by Kyra Bergman on the front line. 17-14, all of a sudden, a three-point Centralia lead and a timeout for Hanover.
Yeah, I think Atkins wants that one back. I think she wanted to really send that one home. Instead, just taps it over. She's had a lot more success really winding it up and sending it down. And as a result, Centralia gets the point.
Of course, want to thank all of our area sports boosters making our broadcast possible here on KNZA 103.9. Brandon Tabman joined by Jared Sleppy, Colin Feldkamp in studio as we got a CVL try here tonight, high school volleyball for you. And again, the marquee matchup in this try right out the gate, and it is not disappointed. Hanover, the top team in 1-8-D2, winning the first set 25-23. Now the Panthers here in set two and a 17-14 lead, trying to force a third set. Four teams in the TVL ranked. Centralia and D West, number 8 and number 4, respectively, in 1-8-D1. Hanover, number 1 in 1-8-D2. Valley Heights, number 7 in Class 2A. Out of the timeout, 17-14 Panthers. They want to set it up for Atkins. She's blocked, but kept it in the air with one hand and now gets it over. Panthers have it back. They push it to Becker, who slaps it over. Not enough mustard on it. Now they set it back in, and her kill shot is good. Keegan Atkins, big point for the Wildcats, 17-15 Centralia.
And now she goes to the back line, and Holly's back up front. You got to get her going, too.
Atkins back to serve. Wildcats trying to come back and sweep this first matchup of the evening. Becker on the spike, and it's blocked out of bounds. Point for the Panthers. 18-15 Centralia. Back to serve, Jaden Wells here, the senior for Centralia. Their lead is 18-15 here in the second set. Atkins on the back line, pushing it up front. Far side, Renson spike, and it landed in the corner, and it's good. Centralia thought it was out of play, and boy, it was absolutely painted in the corner by Renson. Point for the Wildcats, now 18-16. You couldn't have walked it and dropped it in a better spot. Panthers on the attack. Frosterman sends it over. Diving save by Atkins on the back line. Holly up front. Diving save now by Kuckelman. And miscommunication on the front line between Bergman and Haverkamp. And the Wildcats get the point. They're now within one, 18-17. Renton on the serve. Peters on the back line pushing it up to Haverkamp. Bergman taps it over in front of Haverkamp. Here's Holly. Spike attempt, and it's too long. Point for the Panthers there, 19-17 their lead.
Yeah, I like Hanover going fast after that play. Some miscommunication from Centralia on that last play. Get back up, move the tempo, and maybe they try to catch them off guard again.
And that's tough. We haven't seen too many miscues on serves tonight, and right there, Becker too long on that serve, and it's now 19-18. Duckelman digs this one out. Up front to Haverkamp. They want Dieters. Spike attempt is good. Blocked up front, but couldn't get it back over the net. Dieters with the kill. Makes it 20-18, Centralia. The Panthers lead by two. This is going to be Kramer's serve. Slap shot with the right hand. Renton on the back line, setting it up front. Now it's going to be tipped over here by Stahlbomber. Now it's Peters, two hands, and she finds the soft spot in the zone. A little finesse with it for Owen Dieters, 21-18, Panthers. Three in the last 4 points for Centralia. Their lead is three. And they try to win the second set to force a third. Here's Holly slapping it over with the right hand. Kramer back right. Puts it up front for Peters. Spike attempt is blocked, but once again it falls and hits the floor, and the Panthers get the point, 22-18. All momentum now here for Centralia.
Yeah, I would call a timeout if I were Hanover, but they're not going to, it looks like, as of right now.
Let's see. It's a four-point lead here late in set two. Becker on the back line gets it up towards Peters, and now getting it back over there is Haverkamp. Wildcats set it up for Holly, who puts it home. Beautifully set, beautiful finish. 22-19, Centralia's lead is three. The home stretch here that the Wildcats have one more push. Haverkamp, front of the net. They set up Brockstrom in and finds it. for the point for Centralia. The sophomore Brockstrom makes it 23-19. It is Kuckelman back to serve as Centralia is approaching set point. And Hanover, a little miscue there. They didn't rotate. And the Melissa Holly, the head coach for the Wildcats, wanting an explanation, but it's a free point essentially for Centralia. Now it is set point. It is 24-19, Panthers looking to force the third set. Atkins pushing it up front. Now they step it up for her spike. Blocked by Dieters. Dieters taps it over, and Rinson saves it for Hanover. Wildcats hanging alive here. Set it up for Wells. Spike saved on the back line there by Shoddy. Atkins, her shot is blocked. Tipped up by Juneman. It's still alive and pushed over, and Kuckelman with a save on the back line. Haverkamp to Dieters, pushing it over with two hands, and that's ball game for set two, 25-19. This one had to go a third set. Come on now. It just absolutely had to. So Centralia takes set two, 25-19. The deciding set three is coming your way next. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Your project starts here with the help of Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hiawatha Farm and Home, especially if your project is re-shingling. Both locations stock shingles by Owens Corning and CertainTeed, and can order other brands if you prefer. They also stock black felt paper rolls and a new product you might consider, synthetic roofing underlayment. It's the future in felt replacement technology. Advanced polymer handles the wind and rain and has a 30-year warranty. See all the roofing options at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, I think this one deserved a third set. Hanover and Centralia. Wow. 25-23. Centralia roared back with a 25-19 set two win. So here we go. It is time for set three. Winner take all. Two of the best in the league, two of the best in the state. And right away, both teams going the same direction. Holly spins it over. Backside Dieters. Now Haverkamp up front. They want Becker. It's blocked and out of play. Point for the Panthers. And a 1-0 start for Centralia. Peters back to serve. Hanover trying to avoid their first league loss here this season. 6-0 in TDL play coming in. Here's Becker's tap shot and a one-handed save by Shoddy. Somehow got it over for the Wildcats. Here's Becker. She'll tap it over. Shoddy again on the back line, keeping it alive. Here's Atkins. Kills it. And a point for the Wildcats. Tied at one.
Now, lack of Keegan Atkins in that second set, that really cost them down the stretch.
Centralia was dominant down the home stretch. Five of the last 6 points in that second set to take it. And there's an ace for the Wildcats on the serve.
We haven't had too many of those today.
We have not. We haven't had many aces. We haven't had many service errors either. Both teams have been pretty sharp in that aspect of the game. 2-1 Wildcats. They set it up for Becker. Boy, you don't want to do that if you're the Wildcats. They set it up perfectly as Becker is there. Front left to hammer it home. We're tied at 2. So here is Lena Haverkamp. Sends it over with the right hand, just barely grazing the top of the net. Atkins wants to set it up for herself in the middle. Dug up by Kuckelman. It flies over the net. Here's Hanover again. They set it up for Shoddy. Dug up there by Dieters on the back line. Now on a third hit, Dieters has to underhand it over, and she does. Atkins, a tap shot, and I think they're going to say that Centralia is up against the net, and the Wildcats get the point. It's now a 3-2 Hanover lead. Bergman, kind of a mishit there, but saved by Dieters and sent on over. Juneman up front. They set it up for Holly, and she puts it home. Wildcats coming out with aggression here in the third set, 4-2. Atkins once again. Gets it back to Kuckelman, and they set it up for the spike. Boy, when it's coming at you with so much heat, and all you're trying to do is just dig, and your dig just happens to go right over the net and just sets you up perfectly. We've seen a couple of those here early, and Wildcats the beneficiary there. And now lead at 5-2 here in the third set. Here's Becker trying to get one back, and it's dug up and sent over and out of play. So Becker does get the point and make it 5-3 as Centralia gets one back. Here is Wells to serve. Sends it over. Juneman back line. They set it up front. Now Holly has to hit it over on a third try. Haverkamp up front to Wells. Far side. Brockstrom, her shot blocked at the net. Now Wells on the back line, and Brockstrom sends it over. And somehow saved and tapped over. Becker's shot is deflected. And a good defensive effort by Holly, and it stays in. It's going to be a point. And it's a double-up lead for them. It's now 6-3. They've scored 4 of the last 5. Brinson will send it over. Becker the dig up front, and it's unfortunate there for Centralia. Becker's dig just went up against the net, and Haverkamp couldn't save it. Now 7-3. The Wildcats here on a little stretch here. I wouldn't be shocked if another point or two by the Wildcats would cause Centralia to force a timeout, but right on cue, how about Becker a quick kill? 7-4.
That, I gotta know the RPMs on that. That thing was moving.
It is humming when Becker gets up there. I don't know if I've seen anyone jump higher than Becker here so far. Pure athleticism, and they're gonna need her to make some plays like that continually down the stretch. 7-4, Hanover third set. Who's the best in the state? Holly pushing it over, Kuckelman back line for Centralia. Haverkamp, Dieters, tapped over with the right hand, but this time, nice little diving save there by Stahlbomber. Keeps it alive, and the Wildcats are going to earn a point. Centralia can't keep it in play, and it's now 8-4, Wildcats.
And again, those returns that just barely leak over the net, those are the ones that create the most devastating kills. You really fire that thing down when it barely leaks over.
Cadence Shoddy, the junior, sends over the turn for the Wildcats. Kuckelman, middle back, sends it up front. Dieters, her spike is deflected but out of play, and Peters earning that point for the Panthers. They're now down 8-5. Kramer is in. Bergman is out. Kramer will serve here for the Panthers. They trail Hanover 8-5 in the third set. Atkins on the back line. Hits it straight in the air. Now it's pushed over by Stahlbomber. Up front to Haverkamp. They set it up for Dieters. Slapped in, but Atkins right there. Right place, right time. They'll set it up for Holly. She'll put it home. And it's a point for the Wildcats. Stop for a second. They were going to get her up against the net, but they do not. And the Wildcats make it 9-5.
Hanover playing a lot more clean in this set. And they've been definitely a better factor of playing very smart. And it reflects on the scoreboard.
See if Dieters can get one over. She does, but Atkins saving it. They want to set it back up for Atkins. Her spike dug up nicely. A split shot there by Kuckelman. Now Dieters' spike attempt is blocked into the net. They'll keep it back, though. Rockstrom sends it over. Now the Wildcats get it back. Here's Juneman on a kill, and it's going to be a point as Juneman puts it home. Becker can't save it, and it's now 10-5 in favor of Hanover. Holly sends it over up front to Haverkamp. Now she sends it back. Now Becker slaps it over. Atkins up front. They set it back up for Juneman, who gets their second straight kill point. 11-5. The Wildcats right now have been in pretty much control from the jump here in set three.
That was good misdirection by Juneman. Looked like that maybe she was going to Atkins, but instead going elsewhere, they get the kill.
All right, let's see if Holly can continue her serving. She does so. 11-5, Wildcats here in the third set. And there's a big-time point there. Panthers needed that one. Make it 11-6 as Kuckelman will go back to serve.
Haverkamp's passes have been a lot better in this set. Trying to capitalize here.
Kuckelman serve, Renton on the back line. They want to set up Atkins for the kill. It's blocked up front by Dieters and Haverkamp. Back line here for Kramer. Up to Haverkamp. They set it up for Dieters, and she'll push one back over from front right to front left. Talk about finesse by Owen Dieters. Makes it 11-7.
The utmost front. I mean, you could not have placed that better. Like you said, you could not have picked up that and dropped that in a better spot. That was phenomenal.
That's maybe the most impressive shot we've seen tonight, and a rare ace there by Tori Kuckelman. Haven't seen many back-to-back points by the Panthers. It's now 11-8.
Yeah, and they're right back in it. Certainly momentum has shifted just a little bit. Crowd's starting to get back into it.
Good crowd on hand for both. Hanover. Wetmore awaits their turn. They'll play the next two between these two. Part of this TDL try here on a Tuesday night. Here's Wells. Now Atkins has to push it over for the Wildcat. Centrilia, Haverkamp, the Dieters trying that same shot, this time there to save it with Stahlbomber. Here is Juneman with the kill. Diving effort by Kramer gets it back over. They set it up for Atkins. Tips in the air. Kramer again with the dig. Becker up front. Pushed over by Dieters, and in the back left corner, a point there for Dieters, 11-9, as Centrilia scored the last four, they're within two.
Like they say, that's elite ball placement right there, elite ball placement.
Pretty incredible stuff, no doubt, as Kuckelman continues to serve, as the Panthers have all the momentum until there. Kuckelman right into the net with the serve, make it 12-9.
Let's try to get a little aggressive. The top of the net, like the aggressiveness, but just didn't quite go her way.
I've said it on a previous broadcast, I would think a lot of these girls would purposely try to skim it over the top of the net, play a little misdirection. Here is Dieters pushing it over with the right hand. Atkins now with two hands, setting it up for Renton. Spike attempt and saved on the back line by Kramer, who puts it up front for Dieters, who sends it over. And into the crowd it goes, a miss hit there by Caden Shoddy, a point for the Panthers. It's now 12-10. For the last 5 points for the Panthers, they're within two here in the third set. Here is Atkins, who they set her up, this time beautifully placed by Stahlbomber. It's the senior-to-senior combo there, 13-10, Wildcats. Sometimes when you set it up just right, it's almost impossible to defend. Here's Kuckelman on the dig. They push it far side. Becker on the kill. Blocked into the stands and a point for the Panthers. 13-11. Well, we're seeing some of the best of the best here in the TBL here tonight. Down at the West, Valley Heights, and then these two, the top four in the standings going into play this evening. All four are ranked. Here's Atkins up front. They skip it over to Renton. Her kill shot deflected in the air. Now Haverkamp wants to push it over to Becker. Her kill shot is money. Deflected by Atkins, but it stays in play, and a point for the Panthers makes it 13-12. Here's Haverkamp to serve for the Panthers. She'll send one over. Atkins back line. Brinson to the far side. Slapped over. It's time by Holly. Now Wells. Now they set it up for Atkins. Hanover into the net, but saved in the air by Kuckelman and now sent over by Wells. Wildcats get it back. Pushed to the front of the net. Stahlbomber far side, blocked in the air, trying to save it, and somehow Renton able to get it over on a third try. Haverkamp, front of the net. They want Becker again. Kill shot saved on the back line by Holly. Good defense. Renton slap shot blocked. Wildcats have it back. They push it up to Atkins, and a whistle, and a violation committed. A double hit by Atkins, point for the Panthers. We're tied 13-13.
I mean, what a volley. I mean, you can tell that these two teams are easily the best in the state.
All right, Atkins on the back line. As Holly sends this one over. Diving save there by Teeters, but a couple of her teammates confused on who to go for it. And million-dollar move with a 10-cent finish. 14-13 in favor of the Wildcats. Now here is Wells. Sends it on over. Atkins back line. Pushing it up front. Here is Shoddy. Slapped over now by Holly. Here's Haverkamp for Centralia. Becker the spike. It's blocked. And out of play. Point for the Panthers. We're tied again. 14-14. Third set. As Wells sends it over. Now a couple of awkward hits, and it's finally sent back over on a third try. Here's Dieters up front. Haverkamp pushing it back. Becker's block is, or kill shot is block, I should say. Now they set up Brockstrom, who slaps one over. Diving save. Rinson pushing it up. Now Holly, a third try, sends it over. Diving effort up front. Becker to the far side. Brockstrom. Now saved. Wildcats keep it alive. Holly slaps it down. Double hit. Point for the Wildcats. As Holly there getting it for the Wildcats, make it 15-14. Back and forth we go. Set number three. Brinson sends it over. Dieters up front. Haverkamp pushing it back. Becker spike. Pushed in the air by Renton. Fade to the middle of the floor. Now sent back over by Shoddy. Panthers have it back. Haverkamp, they want Becker again. And into the rafters. And Renton able to save it up front. Judeman puts it over. What a defensive effort there by the Wildcats. Brockstrom, kill shot blocked. Panthers keep it alive. Here's Kuckelman. Becker's kill shot. Saved in the air. Holly and then Atkins pushing it back over. What a volley we got here. Here's Becker. Two hands over. Atkins has it up front. They set it up for Holly. Spike and a kill. 16-14 Wildcats.
I tell you what, if these two teams weren't playing competitively, they were just hitting it around, they could just keep going for an eternity, man. They're just unbelievable.
Boy, this is about what we expected here between these two. And now I think we get stoppage in play here by the official. Wildcat head coach here, Melissa Holly, is
the
okay.
Say.
Making sure the correct server. Right now, Rinson has it on the back line. The back-to-back points by the Wildcats. Their lead is two here in set three, 16-14. You got the Wildcats who won the state title last year in 1A-D2, and you got the Panthers here in Centralia who finished third in 1A-D1. And Centralia last year certainly had the team that could do it. They just were unfortunate running into a very good Spearville team in the semifinals. Here's Becker on a kill shot, and down it goes. Point for the Panthers, make it 16-15. The Panthers get the serve back, down one, set three. This will be Becker to serve. Sends it over with the right hand. Atkins middle back, pushing it up front. Now they set it up for Holly, blocked. Atkins in the air, and they set it up for Holly again, who's pushed over by Dieters. They want to set it up for Holly. Spike attempt, saved by Becker. Now Dieters pushing it over. Juniman saves it up for the Wildcats. They get it back to Juniman. Spike with the left hand, pushed up by Dieters. They want to set up Dieters again. One-handed tap shot, little finesse. Now right at the net, pushed over by Holly. Panthers have it, middle of the floor. Front left, and Dieters, I believe it was deflected. It was, and it's a point for the Panthers. Back-to-back points, and we're tied at 16.
You got to hand it to the Panthers' defense. Some of these digs that they're having to make after some of the attacks that are being sent over by Holly and Atkins, I mean, just the ability to get down and dig them out is incredible.
So we're tied at 16 here in the third set. Holly sends it over on a third try. Haverkamp to Dieters, but her set was just too close to the net, and it's going to be a free point for the Wildcats. Centralia can't get it back over. It's now 17-16. This is Shoddy to send it over for the Wildcats. Haverkamp, middle of the floor. And sent over by Bergman, and she finds an opening. 17-17. Here is Kramer to serve. She is in. Bergman out. 17-17, tie set three. Holly on the back line with the dig. Shoddy, kind of a miss hit there, but sent over by Atkins. Now Haverkamp pushing it far side. Dieters will slap it over with the right hand. Miss hit on the back line. Atkins pushing it up and sent on over by Stahlbomber. Here is Haverkamp. They set it up for Brockerman, and she miss hit it. Sent it too long. And a point there for the Wildcats. Their lead 18-17.
Try to do a little bit too much of it there. Sometimes when you're that far away from that, you've got to send it back over.
Here is Holly. She'll serve it the right hand on over. Dug up by Becker. Haverkamp will set up Becker middle of the floor, and she'll kill it home. Boy, kind of back middle is where she left her feet and sent that spike with some authority. We're tied at 18. Tuckelman sends it over. Renson back line up front. Shoddy, Atkins kill, blocked, and out of play. Wildcats get the point, now 19-18. We have alternated the last six. It's a one-point lead for the Wildcats, 19-18 in this third set. Who the best in Class 1A? Here is Wells pushing it near side to Dieters, now over with two hands. They set it up for Atkins, a little left-handed touch shot. They say Centralia's up on the net. The violation by the Panthers and a big point for the Wildcats. They lead it by two now at 20-18. Juneman with the serve with the left hand right into the spot of Dieters. They set her up and she spikes it into the net. Three straight now for the Wildcats and a timeout for the Panthers. 21-18 Wildcats. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, a couple of mistakes from Centralia down the stretch late. At the worst possible time, when it was going back and forth, and then it was pretty even, but then a mistake from Centralia, and then a couple more mistakes. They piled up, and now it's a three-point lead, only 4 points to go left for Hanover, beg your pardon.
Well, the Wildcats have scored four of the last five. This thing was back and forth, back and forth. And I don't think we really expected anything less between these two. As Hanover's trying to avoid their first league loss, and certainly Donovan West would love that because they're also undefeated in league play, and certainly Centralia needs this more than the Wildcats do in terms of winning a league title. You don't want to fall too behind this Wildcats team, roughly about halfway through the season. Out of the timeout, serving is Juneman for Hanover. Atkins gets it back, now sent over by Renson. Dug up nicely there, good defense by Jaden Wells. They want to set her up, she'll spike, and it's blocked by the Wildcats. Becker saves it, now Haverkamp puts it over. Hanover on the attack, middle, and it's set and spiked in. The kill shot from Atkins, 22-18, their lead is four. Four straight now for Hanover. Well, they have Atkins in the perfect spot here down the stretch. They have her front middle. Dieters able to save this one, and Kramer has to get it over. She does. Atkins pushing it up front. They push it to Renson's side, and her spike is dug up nicely by Kramer. Wildcats on the attack. Dieters pushing with two hands. Holly back line saves it. Shoddy, Atkins, kill shot blocked. Gets it back over with two hands. Here's Haverkamp pushing it far side. Now Wells on the attack. Her spike is saved up in the air by Shoddy on the back line. One hand. Now Atkins sends it over. Kramer back line up front. Haverkamp. Wells on the spike, and it's long, and a point for the Wildcats, and I think they're going to say it was tipped.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. That didn't look tipped to me. And that's going to be maybe a freebie there for the Panthers. I mean, you'll take it, absolutely, but...
Yeah, especially losing six straight points, absolutely you take it.
22-19, Wildcats. They're on the attack with Atkins. It's blocked in the air, and somehow... Diving save effort sent over by Stahlbomber. Becker, spike, tips the top of the net. Good dig there by Renson. Now they set it up for Atkins. He tosses one over. Haverkamp up front. Becker, spike, and kill. 22-20. But a missed call by the officials. Exactly what the doctor ordered. Back-to-back points. Now for the Panthers, 22-20. Dieters will serve. Atkins, kind of a missed hit to the back line. Pushed up front, has to be sent over. And it is so by Stahlbomber. Becker, they want to set her up. Blocked at the net, and it is out of play. And the Panthers get the point, 22-21.
Now three in a row for the Panthers. And a smart timeout there.
Oh, boy. A timeout on the floor. It was 22-18 just moments ago. And now three straight for the Panthers. 22-21 here in the third set. Boy, again, we kind of expected this. Two of the best in the state, two of the best in the TVL. I think rightfully so. This one deserved a third set. And fans that are here certainly getting their money's worth with these two.
And by the way, they get two more matches after this one as well.
There we go. Wetmore waiting their turn. If I stand corrected, I'm not 100% sure. I believe it'll be Hanover and Wetmore up next. I believe the home team gets a little bit of time off. They would play last. We'll see, though. Here is Atkins tapping one over and right. Perfect on the front line. A little finesse shot by Atkins and a big point for Hanover. They lead it now 23-21. Coming up on match point. Haberkamp up front on the serve. They want Becker. Her spike attempt is in. Point for the Panthers, 23-22 Hanover. I mean, the winner of this third set, it can't be on 25, right? This one's got to play a couple. I think we got to play a couple over the limit here. 23-22. Hanover leading in this third and final set. They want to set up Atkins. They do. What a dig there by Dieters on the back line. Haberkamp setting up well. Spike. And it's blocked back over the net. Becker now has it. Haberkamp pushing it. Becker kill shot. It is out. Whoa, and they're going to say it was tipped again.
Wow.
So they gave the point.
I think the official here on the floor is overturning the call. So it is going to be an over point.
That's the right call. That is definitely the right call. We can both agree on that. So that's going to make it 24-22. So that's going to make it match point. Panthers need this one. Becker sends it over. Wildcats trying to close it out. Atkins flaps it over. Dug up by Dieters. Up front to Bergman. And a good defensive stop there. Now Atkins again will send one over. Dieters saves it on the back line. Haberkamp, Sowell slaps it over. Atkins with a save on the back line. Holly a chance to kill it, and the Wildcats win it. 25-22, Hanover in three sets takes down Centralia. What a fantastic match between these two. And the number one team in 1A-D2 gets it done in the final set, 25-22. So Hanover won the first set, 25-23. Centralia won the second set, 25-19. And the Wildcats win an absolute thriller, 25-22 in set number three.
Yeah, I would have felt awful if some of those calls at the end would have been the determining factor of who won this match. But either way, I think Hanover ultimately was the better team here in this match. But Centralia certainly showing that they can be the best of the best. And I tell you what, Centralia, they're in orange. You know who else lost and moved up in the polls? So if you know what I mean, in college football, Texas. So they can climb up in they compete against the top, and then they really hung with their own. And I don't think they deserve to go down in the polls after this match.
Yeah, no. Well, again, you're playing the top team and the defending state champs, and you took them down to the wire. And Hanover, though, again, the Wildcats able to win it in three sets. They took set one, 25-23. Centralia, set two, winner, 25-19. Hanover, a set three victory, 25-22. So with that win, Hanover moves to 16-2 overall. They are now 7-0 in a TBL play. Centralia drops to 14-4. They are now 5-2 in TBL play. So that's going to do it for our first matchup. It looks like it's going to be Hanover and Wetmore for our second matchup this evening. We got about 20 minutes in between matches. So we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio. It'll be Colin Feldkamp to take care of you here for about 15 or so minutes, and then we'll come back with our other match, our second of three here tonight. Again, Hanover in three sets over Centralia in the first match. We got Hanover and Wetmore coming up in just a little bit. Back to the studios, and we're back here in just a bit. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.